These are hard times for fish lovers and for fish. Yesterday on our show, marine ecologist Daniel Pauly warned us about how industrial fishing, with the help of trawls as large as 6 jumbo jets, is depleting stocks of fish and changing the ecosystems of the oceans. As areas get fished out, industry boats move to deeper waters and more remote areas. Pauly says we're now at the last frontier of fishing, although not all experts are as pessimistic. Today we're going to hear his suggestions about what fish to eat, which fish have the highest mercury content, and what about farmed fish. Pauly is a professor at the Fishery Center of the University of British Columbia and principal investigator of its Sea Around Us project. Let's start with his suggestions about how to prevent more fish stock from being depleted. He opposes subsidizing fisheries because, in his opinion, this can be an incentive to continue overfishing. And he supports creating areas where the stock can recover and replenish themselves, marine protected areas or sanctuaries.
The U.S. actually is doing this. In California, there is a system of marine protected areas. Parts of Alaska also are not going to be exploited. And so that is very positive measures. And in Hawaii, the northwestern Hawaiian island, their stocks of fish can recover and repopulate the areas that are being fished. The scientists tell you how much can be fished in a certain area. Listen to them. In most fisheries, once the scientists have said 10,000 tons can be fished there, the politicians say, oh, we have to have 20,000 tons exploited because of social consideration. And this results in 1 year or 2 years of happiness, so to say. But after that, the stock goes. And then it costs even more to maintain the fisheries that are being helped that way.
I love fish, and you're painting a very grim picture of our fish future. Let's talk about eating fish. You complain in your article that we continue to eat fish as if it were a sustainable practice. And you say eating a tuna roll at a sushi restaurant should be considered no more environmentally benign than driving a Hummer or harpooning a manatee. So are you saying we shouldn't be eating fish, or we shouldn't be eating certain fish, or shouldn't be eating as much fish?
There is a big debate about that. And I'm not sure what I should answer. Because on one hand, I very much sympathize with the notion that we should regulate our consumption to reflect our values. That's one thing. On the other hand, no fishery has ever been managed based on consumption patterns. They get reasonably managed when the government intervenes and say, you should catch so much, and we're going to have a surveillance program. We're going to have an observer on board to make sure that you do the things that you said you would do. Without compliance and surveillance program, you cannot regulate fisheries. And there are problems linking the good intention of consumers with the surveillance programs.
So in other words, good intentions of consumers, if I eat less fish, it's not going to stop the fisheries from continuing to fish out.
That's the question fish. I have. This is like I separate the paper from other garbage and I do all the good things and I drive a Prius, but I don't fool myself that this is going to... It's my contribution to global warming. There's a big problem. It can be addressed by big powers, and a big power is the government. I think that we must act as citizens and not only as consumers.
As consumers, I'll speak about myself here. I mean, I eat a lot of fish, and I love like salmon and flounder and tilapia.
So do I.
Yeah, catfish is really good. And do you prefer, as a consumer yourself, choosing one fish over another because of your knowledge of which fish are depleted?
Certainly. Mm-hmm. I live in British Columbia, and I eat wild-caught salmon as opposed to farm salmon. And
can I stop you there? Why is that? You know, I go to the store, and I always figure, like, farmed salmon, well, they're not going to run out because they're going to be depleted because they're farmed. I mean, they're just restocking the supply and, you know.
Yeah, but to produce one pound of salmon, you need 3 pounds of other fish that are ground up and fed to them. The food that they eat is made out of other fish that are ground up. And these fish are perfectly edible. They are anchovies, sardine, herrings, and so, mackerels, and so on, that are caught elsewhere. That's the first reason that people are not aware about farming. Fish farming cannot produce fish when it produces the equivalent of lions that need to be fed gazelles to produce the bodies. Fish farming is not producing fish. It's consuming fish.
Hmm.
At least when it is the farming of carnivorous fish, or fish that eat other fish. On the other hand, when you eat a catfish, catfish are fed soy meal. Soy meal is a vegetable matter, and you end up with a net fish production, but not with salmon.
So farmed catfish are eating that is better environmentally, because you're killing fewer fish.
Yep.
What about tilapia?
Tilapia are herbivorous animals also. They consume algae, and to the extent that they're not fed with fish meal, as sometimes happens, tilapia are environmentally very friendly.
What other fish are environmentally friendly?
Mussels. If you will count the shellfish, all bivalves, all oysters, mussels, clams, and so on, are feeding at the bottom of the food web. They are good things.
Do you think about mercury when you eat fish?
Now, mercury comes from a consumption of fish on the top of food web, carnivores. And carnivores enrich the pollutants that accumulate in the bodies of their prey. And they are the worst accumulators of nasties like dioxin and PCBs, and mercury is one of them. And a dish like sushi or sashimi that in Japan was a festive dish that you ate from time to time has become something that some people eat regularly, even daily. And that is high risk, especially for pregnant women, for example.
Health-wise, are we better off eating smaller fish?
Yeah, certainly. The anchovies, for example, they are very tasty and they don't bioaccumulate the pollutant that we talked about. So both in terms of taste and in terms of health, eating small fish is better for you.
What other small fish should we be thinking about?
Well, herring, sardine, anchovies, for example. In fact, in Europe, if you go as a tourist or to Germany, you will have Matthias herring in various forms. Or in Spain and Portugal, you will have all kind of sardine. And these fish are excellent.
When you eat sardines, are they in a can or are they fresh?
They can be in a can. They can be fresh. They can be grilled. In Spain, they eat a lot of grilled sardine.
Daniel Pauly, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Daniel Pauly is a professor at the Fishery Center of the University of British Columbia and principal investigator of its Sea Around Us project.